That's what I'm talking about.
That is what I am talking about when I am eating.
That's what I'm talking about.
My liquid diet, it consists of fruit.
That's what I'm talking about.
And sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
But natural sugar.
What you trying
sugar.
To get into what day of shoon? What you trying to get into what day of shoon? What you trying to do?
Every time I go on vacation, I tell myself that this is not going to be the time where I overdrink. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do fun things that involve cardio.
You be lying to yourself every time you go on vacation, dog.
And every time I'm on vacation, and you've been on a lot of them with me, I just sit and drink by the pool until I'm a mess.
Are you losing your abs?
The abs are gone. No, no. I'm back. I just went to the beach for a bit, but a week with, and I did consume a lot of Casa Amigos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You like that George Clooney shit, huh?
Yes, and Randy Gerber, my friend. I ran into Rachel, you know Rachel from Rachel Zales, you know her. She runs their PR. She sent me a hat. I thought she was going to send me like a case. I was like, Rachel, it's for the best. No, listen, it's for the best. But I ran into her. I was like, hey, you work for Casamigos. You got to send me like the mother load. She goes, oh, I'll send you a care package. I'm so excited. Box comes. Feels a little light. I'm a little concerned about its heft. Because I thought it was going to be like a case. Not that I need a fucking case tequila. Please, I don't. But it was very nice. There was a bottle.
Okay, I was about to say, was there at least a bottle?
I know. I thought it was going to be like one of those fucking hotel bottles. No, there was a nice t-shirt and hat, which I will promptly re-gift because I'm not going to walk around wearing a Casamigos hat.
Yo, I did something today that I haven't done in a really, 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 really long time.
Didn't masturbate.
Well, no. That's
okay, what?
That's an everyday thing. Okay. The thing about me what? And meat. No. So
you've got smoothie on your mustache.
It's such a great it's like a flavor saver. So it's like after
it's
I
so
finish.
So gross though. We have to look at you and you look like, you know, one of those professors that's been talking for hours and has white things on the side. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I'm glad that's what you went with.
Yeah, I didn't go with anything gross.
Anyway, I worked out today.
Good for you, Donald.
But not only did I work out.
You haven't worked out in a long time.
It's been a while, man. I was on that health kick, and then I fell off around my birthday, which was June 22nd, for all of you who didn't know. But for those of you who wished me a happy birthday, I love you. Thank you very much. Anyway, I fell off right around that time, and I haven't really worked out since then and have gained a few pounds. And I called a buddy of mine who is a straight-up Muay Thai fighter, and I was like, dude, will you train me? And he was like, yeah, I'll fucking train you. And he came to the crib today, and he bought the pads, and he bought the freaking mitts, and, you know, we lifted some weights, but I got to freaking let out some of that aggression that I needed to into some freaking, and it's going to happen 4 days a week.
Really?
Or at least that's the plan. And I've been playing a lot of tennis, Zach.
Oh, I miss you.
I miss you too.
Look at you. You're all proud, drinking your smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
When you do work out and you get to have that celebratory smoothie, you feel good.
Oh yeah.
I miss you.
I miss you too, man. You're hanging out with all our friends.
Yeah, I am.
I'm watching you on freaking on Instagram. You got Carrie with you.
Yeah.
We're with Raiden.
Yeah.
I saw you hanging out with Elvis, so that means Amanda's around.
Amanda's around. They're doing a really sweet, beautiful thing for Nick. The waitress, the show is coming back, and they're doing a tribute to Nick after the curtain call on the first show, September 2nd.
Oh.
Because Nick originated one of the lead roles in the show, which is very beautiful. And also extra sweet, they have this, you know, waitress is about, obviously, a woman who makes amazing pies. I guess not obviously, if you didn't know the plot. It's That's part of the plot. She's an incredible baker. And they have all these funny names of her pies and that they not only have in the show, but they sell them in the lobby, small versions of it. Anyway, they made a Live Your Life pie for Nick. And
it's amazing.
I don't know if Sarah actually changed the dialogue and the lyrics to reflect that or if it's just like on the set or whatever, but I'm going to find out because I'm going this will air way after this, but I'm going September 2nd.
Nice. That's wonderful.
So Amanda's
you're
going to
be there opening night.
I'm going to be there. I'm probably going to sob as I cross under the marquee of the theater.
Here's the thing, though. Everybody and anybody who's going to opening night anything has a choice on what they can see. You chose Waitress, which is a hot ticket, apparently, on Broadway, right?
It's a very hot ticket, but I also chose it because I like the show a lot and I like Sarah a lot, but also because Amanda's coming to town for this special
tribute. Yeah. Right.
And so, you know, you have to be vaccinated, of course. I'm going to wear a mask, of course. But I'm really, really excited. I mean, it's just Broadway's coming back. Broadway, you have to be vaccinated to go. You have to wear a mask, but it's time for Broadway to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, I had a little cough today. I was like, oh no, that tastes like Delta. That mucus, that feels like Delta mucus. I don't have it though. Let's get back to the show. Very bizarre, weird episode.
Yeah. Almost didn't fit the season. Like
I know, it was out of place. Definitely in a season. You know, listen, they can't all be home runs, Donald. Listen, the Mets, for example, they're not having a good season, I hear.
I thought they were having a great season. Is it no longer a good season for them?
I don't know. I just don't look up much, but I used to hear about the Mets because my father was their biggest fan, and I saw on the interwebs the Mets are not doing well.
I'm not a big baseball fan anymore for some reason. Maybe because my kid doesn't play it. I don't know what it is, but hey. Yeah, I get it, man. This was one of those episodes where you were like, it has a lot of really funny moments, but it's so bizarre. And
let's get into it.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know.
I don't even know what the message behind this was.
Hustle. It's a hustle episode. That's what the truth behind it is. You go the extra mile with everything you do, and you'll probably have a better result than if you just, you know, half-ass it or if you just hand it in. You know what I mean? Like when you go that extra mile, there are big rewards at the end.
Yes, I guess so many people in life are going to do things half-assed. And are you going to separate yourself by going all out and going the, quote, extra mile?
That was the episode.
That's the premise. And then and JD's trying to inspire
everyone.
Or I don't know. Yeah, inspire him, but also Cox. He's trying to, like, say, hey, maybe there's something I can teach you about being a doctor that you don't know, that you can go the extra mile and... You know, Cox is like, what? Just leave me the fuck alone. And then little by the end, he's, you know, rehearsing the lines from Streetcar Named Desire with his patient.
Right.
I do remember being excited to make out Maria Menounos because...
Okay, so now let's get into this.
I always thought that Maria Menounos is and was a very beautiful woman.
Still to this day.
Maria Menounos is a very beautiful woman.
Yes, and she's a very good athlete.
Yes.
What
sport is her sport?
Well, she plays a lot of sports, actually. She, you know, doing the circuit of celebrity games and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I've played basketball with her. I've played football with her. And she's actually a very good athlete. Like, no bullshit aside. She, you know.
She has a very particular laugh, as I recall, doesn't she?
Yes, it's very...
It's like, meh!
Something like that,
She's on Howard Stern a lot,
because
he loves her. And I think she's been with the same man for a very long time.
Yes.
Which must be frustrating for him because I think everyone probably shoots their shot.
Well, if you were to introduce me to her boyfriend, I wouldn't know what he looked like. And you're absolutely right.
Anyway, so I always... Is she still with her partner,
Joelle? I imagine they are.
Yes.
Yeah, her and Kevin have been married since 2017.
She's very entertaining. If you listen to Howard Stern, they're always make for good radio. And yeah, so anyway, I didn't know why. I guess she was as popular as a TV presenter. We call them in England. We call them a presenter. She was a very popular TV presenter.
Wait, you're English now?
No, but I couldn't think of the American word for it. What are you? Sorry, I'm losing my American English.
A host?
Host? Hostess. No, you know, like the Entertainment Tonight. Hi, I'm live with Donald Faison on the red carpet.
A host. A host.
Yeah.
A host. You dick. Okay.
We call them presenters where I'm from.
You're from the UK?
No, that is the term for it. And for some reason, I had to describe a fancy hotel the other day, and I said posh. I said, you know, like a posh hotel. That's what they say. So sorry. Yeah, I've picked up a few words. I know English. I know old English. It was funny when JD is using Keith as bait for women.
Yes, for women. Finally, JD is now figured out his role in this. He's like, okay, I'll be the third wheel because I live with Elliot.
Right.
But if there's this candy that's walking around.
Right. If I've got this hot fucking Ken doll, let me use it.
I might as
bait.
Well attract. Right. I might
he
as well
can't,
attract.
He's already taken. He's got Elliot. Mm-hmm. Right. So let me use him as a lure, him and his dynamite areolas. Let me throw him out into the bar and lure him back in. Elliot will then claim him and I'll get his dregs.
Yes. And in this case. First of all, great script written by Mark Stegman.
Well, we just said it's a weird script, but we love Mark Stegman.
I you know what? You're right.
I'm just saying Five has been on such fire, and I've been laughing the hardest out of any season. And this
you didn't laugh that hard in this one?
I had a couple, but it's
I had
weird,
quite a few. I had quite a few.
Really? All right, well, let's talk about it.
I did not laugh at Kelly Ripa. I did not laugh at
Kelly
Ripa. I don't
get Kelly Ripa the joke at all.
No.
It's meant to be like a, what do you slide in?
Rip. Like that's a rip. Yeah. Oh, that's a rip.
Yeah, but what's the thing people say like when you diss them? They go like.
That's a rip. Oh,
booyakasha.
Right. It's supposed to be. Right. Okay. So.
I don't know. It's a battle.
In
England, we say. No.
In England, it's a flourish after an attack. In.
Booyah. Or wait, I don't know. What would people say like after a your mama joke? Like, damn.
Burn.
It's like a burn.
Burn
is a good one.
Well, booyakasha.
By the way, I passed a real rap spit game circle in Union Square the other day.
A freestyle?
What do you call that?
Dude, you got to stop drinking. You passed a cipher. You got to stop.
A cipher.
You got to stop. You got to stop fucking drinking and shit because you're starting to lose words. And I don't know, no. Man.
I never knew the word cipher before.
You never heard enter the cipher with Chilida, Elza Reddy. Prepare for another Oneida.
Okay, right, that's well, anyway, click. Okay, in Union Square, there was a cipher, yes. And I passed it. I didn't go in and participate.
Shout out, Buckshot Shorty. Thank God. Thank God.
I kind of wish you did.
Mm-mm. Now I have a question. I know I've kind of asked this before about rappers, but are these men and women who are ciphering improvising, or they've got some of these locked and loaded?
Depends.
A little bit of both, I'd say.
A little bit of
some
both.
Some people.
It's like
can
a jazz musician. They go into a melody they love, but then they dance over here.
Exactly.
Okay. I got it.
Wow. There's only so many ways to tell someone they're whack, so you're kind of just repeating the same things over and over eventually.
Okay. Right. And if you might have like a diss on a sneaker locked and loaded that you pull when someone's got whack sneakers.
Easy.
Okay, I see what's going on. I could have participated in the cipher.
No. No.
It's just kind of cool. It's a very New York thing, is stumble across a cipher. All right. So, Donald.
So anyway, so I laughed. So I laughed at I didn't
boner,
get Kelly Ripa.
I did laugh at the. I mean, I'm so cheap, but there's a boner noise joke. because of boing, a mouth harp.
Yeah, I laughed at Turk and Carla at the sex therapist, and Turk has sex with a skinless Carla. I laughed at that shit, and that's why they can't. She can't. He can't ever dream about having sex with her because it gets real freaky. And yeah. The last one was her being skinless.
Yeah, that's real.
I laughed
weird.
At that. That was
that's
that
real
was
weird. All the surgeons are kissing Kelso's ass because yeah. they want to get this position, right?
Yes, he wants somebody to dress up as a mascot for the fair. I was like, what the fuck, Sacred Heart? The most broke-ass hospital in all of hospitals has a fair?
And we have a mascot? We have a, right. and his name is Mr. Prick?
And his name is Mr. Prick. What? That was crazy to me. And then what was the monster truck thing?
I didn't understand the monster truck thing. Did
that
you,
was JD going the extra mile for his patient because she broke her hip and left her truck double parked. So that old lady, that's her monster truck, and JD was moving it for
but
her.
But then he said, but wait, I have so many questions. That's her monster truck, but that she double parked. But then he says that she broke her hip falling out of the monster truck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's so high up.
Yeah, they're tall.
Okay. Now, JD.
Yo, have you ever, do you remember the monster truck?
No, I don't remember this episode at all.
Have you ever seen a monster truck run over a car, go over a car?
No, I've never been to one of those things. They have it like, ride, 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 right. Staples so Center.
Right. I did a movie with Eli Craig. He's Sally Field's son. And he directed this movie called Little Evil. And there was a scene in it with a giant fucking monster truck. Right.
Right. Right.
And I just remember, I just remember thinking, holy shit. First of all, what the tame shit that they did in the episode of Scrubs where it just kind of rolls over the thing and crushes the car is tame to what these things can do. These things take off so fucking fast and jump so fucking
high. You went to like a show?
No, man. We freaking were in Cleveland. This is how I know so much about Cleveland food. We were filming this movie in Cleveland. Me, Evangeline Lilly, Adam Scott, a bunch of people were filming a movie, and this was in the scene. So we're in the hood. And it's a freaking hood. Like, there were gunshots. We're filming at this abandoned church. Clancy Brown's in it. There's gunshots, all type of shit from the neighborhood while we're filming. But one scene is us breaking into this church with a monster truck. Mm-hmm. And it has to jump over a car, and it does it. And when I say this motherfucker took off down a street, I was so afraid that the thing was going to veer off and hit into homes, which were right next door. These things fly, Zach. And I mean fly.
Right.
Have you ever seen? You've never seen?
No, I don't think. I've only seen the commercials for the things that I guess that you take your kids
to. Dude, I thought Bigfoot was like one of those slow rolling cars that goes. That thing is like. And it's an impact. Dude, that shit had me. I laugh so hard. Anyway,
that's cool. I guess they take kids to those things, right? Who goes to a monster truck show? It's for kids, right? I mean, or adults.
Kids and dads. Dads kids. And kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a
Get
thing
ready.
For dads. All right. Monster, monster, monster.
Get ready. And Bigfoot is here. Not only is Bigfoot here, but he will go up against Monster, Monster.
Yeah. I can imagine that being entertaining for all of 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, after you see the first jump, the second jump, you're like, okay, that thing jumps. But that thing, I mean, when I say air, dude, I don't mean little air. I mean, it catches, it looks dangerous, man. It looks so dangerous. And the cars are light and flimsy and stuff like that. They're not freaking heavy trucks. It's just like a gassed up thing on big ass tires.
All right, so listen, all the surgeons are kissing Kelso's ass.
Yes.
And Todd took Kelso's son to the local steam bath
to meet men.
To meet men. Now, last we heard about Kelso's son, he was had a musical that was doing well based called Dr. Dad and he was hooking up with the actor playing his father.
Yes.
Now, I think it's safe to assume that the relationship fell apart.
I think
apart.
It ended. It fell apart, yes.
Because now Todd is escorting him to steam
He's wingman.
Baths.
He's being a wingman, as the Todd should. He's
now,
wingman.
It's safe to assume that Todd is also probably hooking up with the men in the steam bath.
Absolutely, yes.
Steam bath, I guess is a place that men hook up with each other.
But can I ask a question? Why is it the steam bath? Does it open does it open up?
I think it's sexy. No. You're sweaty, and no, your anus doesn't relax. It's just
okay.
That you're,
that was my question. Like,
where could men congregate and be semi-nude and not have issues back in the day? A bath,
right? Back in the day.
And so now there's just a long history of it, and just never went away.
My friend, who's
it does sound so relaxing though. Like it's like, well, you know, I'm gonna go to the bathhouse. I'm gonna get a massage, get my anus touched a little. Like I feel like.
Well, my friend was once in a normal gym, not a gay meetup spot, and he's straight. And a guy turned to him in the steam room and said, "I got one of those steam room boners." And my friend, my friend straight said, "Well, I gotta get going." Well, I'll leave you to it. I'll leave you to that. The guy took his shot, though, man.
Yeah, well, fuck it. Why not, dude? Hey. Why not? Go for yours.
Go for yours.
Go yours.
I got a steam room boner. I mean, it's a big shot to take. It was like a 24-hour fitness or something. It wasn't like it was like a steam place called ass.
Right.
Like,
My wife tells me I am too nice a lot because of how I treat strangers. Like, the handyman will be open. I'll be like, "Yo, you got to come check out my animation."
She told me the story. Yeah.
You have to tell the story.
Yeah. You can't cut this story, though.
Okay. She's like, "You got to check." Like, this is how I am. I can't help it. And I show people, like, my animation because I'm really proud of it. So
Poor handyman is just trying to fix the shit.
All they want to do is fix the fucking
window.
Yeah,
Donald's like, "Come into my animation room.
Let me show you what I did." And so they're sitting there and they're like, "Oh, wow, that's great. Cool, right." I was selling a car and I had a gentleman, somebody who sells cars. I had him come through to check out the car. And me being me, I was like, "Dude, you got to come check out my animation room." He goes, "Oh, yeah." He's like, "Oh, absolutely. Let's check it out."
Yeah.
I take him to the animation room, and I'm literally showing him animation. And he's like, "Oh, my God, that's so interesting. That's great. Wow." And then he kisses me. And I was like, "Oh, shit." I said, "Dude." I was like, listen, please don't sexually harass me in my own house. Please don't, you know what I mean? Please don't. Please,
response.
Please don't do that. And he goes, "Well, shit, man, you said come to your animation room."
Maybe that's code.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's code. Like, he was like, "Who the fuck invites you into an animation room?"
This guy thought you were being wild.
I'm not gonna lie, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Oh my God, that story.
By the way, you want to come inside? I got some animations I want to show you.
So how did it end? You're standing there, you've just kissed, then what happened?
He was like, "I'm so sorry." He was like, I thought that you were, you know, coming on to me in your animation room. And I was like, "No, man, I'm sorry. No. I'm really into stop motion animation. I was really proud of it. I wanted to show you my animation."
I'm proud of you.
And I was like, and he was like, "So," I was like, "Yeah, you should go."
Oh my God. That's so awkward. Where do you go from there? Did he buy the car?
Yeah, he sold the car for me too.
Hey.
There you go.
A win.
And at a profit at that too.
Okay. Well, nice. He turned things around.
Yes.
He probably just assumed like no adult is gonna ask me to come see his animation.
Right. Come into my animation room.
This is clearly code for let's firk.
Right. Let's hook up.
Yeah. He probably thought that was like your cover for your wife. Like, yeah, I'm into animation.
Yeah. My wife wasn't home, too.
What did your wife say to this?
She started laughing. She was like, "Dude, she was like, what the fuck do you expect? You invited him into your animation room."
What you trying to get into?
That's what he was thinking.
That's what he was thinking.
That's what he was thinking.
He was like, I know what's up.
And then you're like, here's the dick. And he was like, you honor me. All right. Now listen.
All right, listen.
Oh, my. Enough. Can we go to break?
All right. Yeah, we're going to go to break we'll and right talk back. More about people that have tried to fuck Don. We'll be right back. And we're back.
And we're back.
All right. Now, listen. JD gets eagled by one of my patient's brothers.
Which pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah. How dare I? Then I get slammed into a glass window. I'd like to get some compliments for the hit I took on that window. That's why that I have was neck very, problems. Entertaining you people for that.
That was a very good prop fall. Prat fall. Even though you didn't fall.
I hit that plexi hard.
Yeah, but you did hit the plexi very hard. Right. And you played the my equilibrium's off very yes. well, too.
It's hard to, you know, we talked about this in the pilot. It's hard to hit glass.
Yes.
Because it's very hard to not, from the other side, see the brain, the human brain, try to stop you from hitting your face on glass.
Yes.
Now, because it's a stunt, they change it to plexi, but it doesn't really change the trick to your brain that you're about no. to hit. Your brain doesn't know.
Your brain knows, but it's still an impact. Your right. brain's expecting.
The real trick is to not wince.
Good luck.
So I'd like to pat myself on the shoulder because
you're
that
great.
Hit was, that hit was nice.
It was so almost like you didn't see the glass and you just ran into it.
Turk, you're number fourth on the list of surgeons. I didn't think you were so low.
I thought Todd was one.
We all thought Todd was one. And we learned his last name, which is Quinlan.
Yeah.
Now, our writer, we had a Tad Quinlan, very talented yes. writer. So a lot of the people on that board of the names are funny versions of people on our show, writers or crew members. Like Franklin Godbetter was a second assistant director. I think he's written as Gut Butter on that board. And there's some others. But Turk, I didn't know that you were number four.
Why are you calling me Turk, JD?
I don't know. I'm just a little bit let down, Donald, that your character was number four on the list. Like, I would have thought you were better.
Well, I thought Turk was better also until
I would have assumed you were two.
He still gets the job at the end of the day, bro.
Okay, so Todd comes around the corner, and he's wearing his garage door opener on his waist.
Yes.
So this is the man that is the best surgeon in the hospital.
Second best surgeon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, to the Asian gal. What's her name?
She's not around, though.
I know, but we've established she's not on the show anymore, but we did establish that she's the best. I guess we're established.
No, we said that Todd was the best surgeon.
Well, on the board, it's her name first.
Yes, obviously. But
Joelle, what was
it doesn't track name? Because Dr. Wynn says that Todd at one point back in the day was the best surgeon.
Yeah, and all of a sudden Dr. Wynn's back. What the hell's going on here? Oh, Bonnie Chang is the character name.
Yes.
And she's number one. Now, you're four. Todd right. is two, and he's wearing
and
his garage door opener.
Fig-Sack is three.
We just established that Todd is so dumb in all areas, but the one thing that he's truly gifted at is surgery.
Yes. That is it. And maybe sex, too. He might be.
We don't really ever learn if he's a good lover. We just know that he's a horny man.
Yes.
I don't think it's ever revealed.
Do you think he crash and burns more nights than often?
What do you mean crash and burns?
Like, he seems like the type of person that every night he's like, who am I going to get with? How many people can I get with?
Yeah, I think he's a sex addict. He's a sex addict.
For sure.
He has to have an ejaculation, and it could be with anyone. It could be old, young, man, woman.
Yeah.
Even there is some implication he's open to bestiality.
Yeah, like monkey.
Where is said monkey?
Yes. Somebody's going to write in and be like, your bestiality jokes are
no, we do not condone bestiality on the show. All we're here to do is recount jokes
and laugh
that Bill Lawrence wrote many years
and
ago.
Laugh at those jokes, too. We're not laughing at bestiality. We're laughing at the jokes that he wrote.
Do not listen to this show and think that we are condoning monkey sex.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Somebody's pulling out a nice piece of loose leaf paper right now and no. licking a pen. Dear Fake Doctor, to your friend.
Dear iHeart.
Care of Fake Doctor's real friends.
So Doug left his corpse by the vending machine.
Doug loses a corpse. But that's after Carla loses a patient.
Right. And I like when Maria Menounos, sorry, this is going back, but when I did laugh at this, when she goes, "You have the cutest hair." And I go, "These old rags." And then my hair is really weird for a chunk of this episode. I don't know
yeah.
what's going on.
Was did it a haircut? That? Yeah, I did notice that. I wrote it down. Did you get a haircut or something?
No, just something was too crazy. Like going on with the hair that day, I was like, "What? Everyone let me wear my hair like this? I look like I'm an insane person."
It looked weird.
Maria Menounos likes it.
Well, she liked the. I think it was a haircut because your hair changed also during the episode, like 4 times.
Why doesn't your wife recognize your voice in the mascot costume?
I don't know. That and I don't know.
Did you
I
know
love
that
the
you
fact
have very
I
light-
love the fact what? I love the fact that she said though, I have a husband, he's big and black. That made me right then and there. I was like, yep, that's right.
That's what Casey says to people.
That's what Casey says when dudes run up on her and they'd be like, "Hey baby, how you doing?" She'd be like, "Motherfucker, I got a husband, he's big and black, and yeah. he will fuck you up."
Yeah. Look, you're all worked up because you had your Tai Bo class.
It might not be right now, but in like a few months, I'll be in fighting shape.
Listen, we've all seen you do it. You just the second you get statuesque, you then decide to fall off. It's like what do you call it? A yo-yo.
Yeah. This time,
it's not
I'm
good for
do
you, by the
real.
Way. It's not good for your health.
I've been doing it my whole life, though.
Yeah, well. The janitor is stealing cafeteria trays to build a shed out of trays. I don't understand what's going on.
I thought that was hilarious. He's building a shed with lunch trays.
Why?
Why not?
And then he also wears a cup because he's constantly hitting the nuts?
I did not know. It must be Randall, right?
No, Randall only attacks me. But doesn't the janitor knock on his groin in this episode, Joel? Or am I mixing it up with the
No, janitor? You're not wrong at all. Yeah. He says, "I get hit down there more than you thought," after Carla elbows him in the nads.
Right. There you go. Maybe it's because he works with Randall so much.
That's what I said.
No, I'm saying maybe you're right.
I want to know why the janitor tells a story about finding a head and then putting it in a locker.
Yeah.
And then coming back, forgetting that he put it in the locker, coming back the next day, finding the head and be like, "Holy shit, there's a head." But there were also rats.
Yeah.
Then he ran up to the roof and he threw the head.
Yeah.
And it was on its way to crash into Kelso's car when out of nowhere, a hawk in the middle of a city comes out of nowhere and grabs the head and takes off before it could land in Kelso's car.
I don't know. It's so fucked up. I mean, like, I think Neil's just clearly improvising
like
this whole thing.
There's no way
that was written.
This
is one of those examples where we told you about where sometimes Bill would just say, and then, I don't know, Neil makes up a story. I think Neil just made up a whole story about a corpse's head and how it got stolen by a hawk.
But there's a callback at the end of the show.
What happens at the end of the show? I forgot.
He's like, "You knew the hawk story wasn't real." She's like, "Yeah."
Oh, okay. Because probably Bill was like, "That's funny, but we can't act like that's a real story."
There's no way.
The janitor can be hiding heads.
And then tossing them off the roof? Get the fuck out of here.
Now, the bald head thing, do you think those people agreed to be background performers and agreed to shave their heads?
I'm sure there's an extra fee for doing something like that. I'm sure.
Because I had a bald cap on, obviously, but that costs a lot of time and money to do that. And they did a very good job, obviously. I'm sure they weren't going to do that to everybody. So I imagine they just put out a casting call saying, "Hey, extra money if you're willing to shave your head bald," right?
Either, I'm sure of it. Because they have, all of them have hair during the episode up until maybe Granny was already bald. I don't know.
Wasn't I in a bald cap another time when I was a Hare Krishna?
Yes.
Or that was a fantasy, I think.
You were also in a bald cap when you were getting your brain. Michael J. Fox was in your brain.
Well, it's cool to see yourself in a bald cap to know that it's maybe not the best look for you.
Well, you can't necessarily say because you have all of this hair on top of your head that they're flattening down to put the ball cap on. So it's not necessarily an accurate representation.
I don't know, but I think it tells me that I don't think that I would look good with a crew cut. Like, I wouldn't look good with hair as short as yours.
I mean, you don't know until you
try. I've never tried it. Should I try it? It's very long now, my hair. Look.
No, dude. It is long. I wouldn't try it. You have a lovely head of hair. You're very lucky.
My gal likes it long. That's why I keep it longer.
Yeah. It's very Han Solo-ish when your hair is long. It's very Luke Skywalker.
Do you pay attention to your woman's input on your beard and hairstyle?
Yeah, she told me to shave my head today, so I'm going to do that after I'm done with my writer's role.
Daniel, do you pay attention to, does Stephanie weigh in?
Oh, yes.
And what does she say? Does she say, hey, bring it down a notch, or hey?
She'll comment on stuff like, I can't see your lips.
Oh. Yeah, that's not good.
You need to get a haircut.
Yeah, you got to keep the lips. Kind of thing. You got to keep the lips out, Donald.
You do. But it's such, you know, as my hair stops growing up here and starts growing more ferociously down here, it's like a day or two in between when it's perfectly over my lips and then too much. And it's, you know, I could shave every day for sure, but it's a... delicate.
Do you think bald men are more apt to grow beards because they're proud that they can grow facial hair elsewhere?
I can't grow either, dude. Yes. So it's like...
No, your beard looks pretty good.
You say with hair and beard.
You have one little Cliff Clavin patch over there, but...
One?
Yeah. I think it looks good. Not as full as Daniel. Daniel, you could be in like a beard ad.
Thank you.
Yeah, Daniel...
You should see it back in the day. I used to have a extremely fierce beard.
Oh my goodness.
Donald, you know, they have a spray. You could fill in those patches.
They also have a dick that you can put in your mouth. Oh, my! What the fuck?
What the fuck? They stopped selling those, that spray. Remember, it was like an infomercial. Ron Popeil? Was it Ron Popeil?
I don't know, but it looked like, literally, I think there was even a ball inside the aerosol can to shake the shit up. It sounded like you were taking spray paint and you were about to tag up, but you just did it on the back of your head. Yeah. I remember that shit, yeah.
But I remember the infomercial. I was always impressed with how real it looked.
Okay, so I know people that do it. Have you seen it, though, when you run into people and they got the makeup across to create the hairline? It's like it's drawn in and colored.
I once dated a gal who I guess wore so much tanning cream that she left an imprint of her whole body on the sheets.
Oh.
Wow.
Like you could see like the outline.
Was it tanning cream or like it was like was she did she put
like a tinted bronzer?
I don't know. It's not a spray tan because spray tan wouldn't come off. This was like an outline of it was like Goldfinger, you know? It was like an outline of a
Okay.
That's crazy.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back after these fine words.
A lot of people have been hitting me up about my smoking weed.
Yeah,
and people are concerned, which I appreciate. Thank you very much. But people are like, your brain activity, man, it's going to come to a halt if you keep smoking the weed. And like, I'm like, dude.
Your brain activity is going to come to
a
halt.
Yeah, like just all types.
It already has.
Dude, I came up with the most amazing nickname for you, and you're telling me my brain has come to a halt. My brain activity.
You're saying that weed can have affected your brain because you came up with twat ears?
It's the best nickname I've ever heard in my life. That is like, and then dick tongue.
Do you want to see what the nice people at Sideshow Collectibles sent my girlfriend?
Yes.
Joelle, you're going to cry.
Oh, my God.
By the way, they're not a sponsor. They're not a sponsor, but they make... Donald, stop.
I was doing a fucking Avengers theme.
They're not a sponsor, but Sideshow Collectibles, if you're into all things geek like these three, they make really cool figurines of all your favorite heroes and really cool all sorts of Marvel things and all sorts of Star Wars things. And they've been very nice to me over the years because they know I like geeky stuff. They sent Donald and I.
They sent Baby Yoda, Grogu.
They sent us Grogu. Well, they sent to Florence.
Ooh, it's beautiful. It's the Black Widow symbol in the necklace.
It's black. It's the Black Widow necklace covered in rocks.
Damn.
I think I'm going to wear it.
Gorgeous.
Covered in rocks.
I'm going to wear it.
Don, would you wear that?
Yeah, dude. Freaking.
Yeah, dude.
You know what's up with me and Bling Bling?
Have any of you guys seen Free Guy? It looks funny. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen
it yet.
Because you don't go to the movie. You're not trying to mess with the movie theaters, are you?
No,
of that Delta. Because of that Delta.
Yo, dude, I watched a fight last night, and the arena was packed. You know, you all of the sporting events that are happening right now. The arenas are packed. The stadiums are packed, and we're talking about 1,000 people dying a day. Like, you know, I'm trying to stay away from that. I don't want that Delta, man. I know people that got that shit that are vaccinated, and they say it was not fun. I do not want that shit.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get that Delta either.
No.
I live next to a movie theater, though. Sometimes I think I'll just mask up and go there, but I don't know.
I went to the movie theater twice. It was okay. I bought 3 seats, though, so that no one gets it on either side
of
us. And so we did our own blocking, and then we just masked up the whole time. I invested in one of those face shields, keep my eyes safe, because that's how it, you know.
Did you eat in the theater? Did you eat in the theater? Did you take the mask down to eat?
I brought a water with a straw so you could just, you know. It's not 100%, but I get thirsty. I gotta have at least a water.
Gotta hydrate.
Charlotte Lawrence is playing the governor's ball, which is a very big deal for her.
Wow.
But I don't know if I'm trying to go to the governor's ball or if they're even going to have the governor's ball, which is, for those of you who don't know, is a huge festival in New York that they have.
It's outdoors, right?
It is.
Okay.
You should go, dude.
At the very least, that you could observe from.
Trying to get in a mosh
from
pit.
A distance.
Feel that, yeah.
The Delta's over there. Do you know that song?
Da dee da da do da da.
From a distance.
All right. Well, we had a guest today, but
Zoom.
He's a doctor, and Joelle can't get in touch with him, so we assume that he is doctoring.
Which happens.
What doctors do.
Daniel, do you want to
tell
us?
For that, I go, there goes my hero.
Daniel, do you want to tell us how your Twitch stream is going lately, just so we have a few extra minutes?
Sure, it's going great.
Have you gotten any boosts now that everybody knows?
Yeah, we're plugging you a lot. Did you get any extra?
Significantly.
Oh, really? Why are you burying the fucking lead?
Well, okay. Well, because
is that why you're wearing a gold chain? I'm just kidding.
Oh, this little thing? No, I mean, like, the thing is, when it comes to Twitch, significant jumps are like having 0 to 1 person, to 5 people, to having 10 people, to having 20, to having 50, to having 100, to having like 500 and 1,000. Okay. So,
well,
like,
are you at PewDiePie level yet?
Not quite at PewDiePie level yet, but
goal.
We were chilling with about 100 people last night, which was
wow. Yeah. Donald. Nice. And Donald didn't even try to look. Donald, you gotta look. Next time he goes live, Daniel, text us. I'm gonna tell you.
I will
see this dude in action.
I will. Like, I'll be live on Wednesday. I'll be live on Wednesday. Like, I got a green screen now.
Is he up there going like this and shit?
Do you remember the Jimmy Fallon? Do you remember the Jimmy Fallon? Jimmy Fallon did a funny sketch on SNL, which I always thought was accurate if you've ever gone to a radio station, where, like, off the air, the celebrity comes in. He's like, hey, welcome. Hey, how are you, Donald? Thanks for coming in. We're going to have a good time. And we're just going to talk about stuff. Okay, here we go. We're going live. And then he hits the live button. He goes, hey, and he's like, and then he goes, okay, we're going to be back right after break. And he goes, Hey, man, you having fun? You having a good time? And I feel like Dan'l, when he's in character, doing his mukbang.
I love that that's the one stream you caught, when I just happened to be eating dinner on stream.
I'm telling you, if you want to watch Dan'l on Twitch, don't just wait till he's done eating. You can tune in like 15 minutes because he's come edging
in,
you.
If he starts at 6 o'clock... Come in at 6:30 because he's probably going to be mukbanging before.
Yeah, there's a half hour of mukbang edging.
Good times.
What game are you playing, Dan'l?
Still playing a little bit of everything. Still playing Super Mario Odyssey, which has been so much fun. Playing Rocket League. I've been playing a lot more games that involve the stream, that involve playing with other people, like these, there's like social deception games, and like, there's a game that's like telephone mixed with Pictionary called Gardic Phone. It's really fun.
Also, that's interesting. I would have thought you played more of like, so you're twitching with games that are a little bit outside the box. I thought a lot of people play with like first person shooters and that.
Yeah. I mean, I like to be a variety streamer. I like to stream a whole bunch of different stuff. And I really do enjoy, you know, engagement with other people. I don't like solo games as much. And that's actually why I started a segment, so that I like actually play the single player games I haven't beat yet, because I would just never finish them. I would never finish them ever. So I had to make a segment for it. But I really like playing with other people. That's the best part to me.
Dan'l, we should do a Twitch stream.
Where we just rub lotion all over each
other?
No,
it doesn't have to be sexual. Every stream. They ask me every stream.
It doesn't have to be sexual, Dan'l.
Then I don't want to be a part of a Twitch stream.
Well, why don't we play a game? No, you're thinking of OnlyFans. Why can't we do a...
Which reverse course life.
Of course.
Right away.
Hell yeah, they did.
That guy, what an idiot.
Dummy.
I had just masturbated and was shaming myself.
My yeah.
I said, I'm going to never do an OnlyFans again. But then I wanted to bust another nut, and I was like, I need OnlyFans.
That was some meme I sent Dan'l. It was something to the effect of, like, OnlyFans owner cancels porn in the 30 seconds after he ejaculated, and he felt the shame of what he just watched. I'm not doing it justice, but it was a funny meme.
But it's, I mean.
That's so true, though.
That's the only time in my life where I'm like, I'm a dirty, dirty boy.
You're disgusted
I'm a
with
dirty
yourself.
Boy. I'm a dirty boy.
You throw the phone across the room.
Just gone. We call that post-nut clarity.
Oh my God.
Do not.
There is no try. That's gross.
That's gross.
Right.
No, what if our Twitch was playing a game together, Dan'l? Like Sorry or Parcheesi? Does it have to be a video?
No, man. I don't want to play fucking Parcheesi.
It could be whatever you want.
Hey, no one's streaming Clue. The four of us should play Clue.
There's a reason nobody's streaming Clue.
We would do hella numbers if you guys numbers.
Tim Curry numbers. Made it so that nobody could do that shit, man. Tim Curry is the best Clue star.
We're trying to fucking remake the movie, ass neck. Listen for 2 seconds.
20 years.
Yes, sir.
Dan'l, is there a way for how would the four of us Twitch stream a game of Clue? I would like to.
My God, let's do it. I want to do it too.
If I can find,
I'm going to be Colonel Mustard.
Yes, that's perfect. If we can find an online version, we can all play it together. If not, we could have one person kind of controlling the board and everybody on here saying what they want to do.
Do you think we could give the money to charity or something, but do you think people would come and throw money at it like they do when you're on the poll? Right.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. People are begging. Every single stream.
Dan'l, do you know how to play Clue?
Yeah, man. You freaking ask a bunch of questions.
No.
While you're going
around the room and you have the cards, and you know what cards are not in the secret envelope because you're holding them, right?
Right.
But you don't know what the other players have. So you say, I think it may be Colonel Mustard in the kitchen with the rope. And then another player will give you the card if they have one of them. And the second no one gives you any card, you know that must be what's in the secret envelope. And you want the envelope.
Mm-hmm. Got it. I vaguely remember how to play Clue.
Let's play. We're going to do Twitch stream.
You want to do Clue? How about Chutes and Ladders? I'm good at that game.
Okay,
either or.
Whatever you
want to
play.
Chutes and Ladders is boring. Clue is fun, though. Yeah, how about Settlers of Catan?
No, that's too long.
Oh, my God. Zach's not ready for Settlers.
I'm trying to think of. I think Clue would have some opportunities for humor.
Okay. All right. I'm into it. I would rather play video games, but yeah.
I know, but there's no video game we can play. I know what we can do.
Let's get on fucking the fucking Oculus and go at it.
No, we go on Halo into one of those rooms where it's just the four of us and we try and kill each other.
Oh, God.
No, let's do that with GTA or the best game ever, well, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Look how excited Daniel is. I don't have any of these.
Want.
I don't have a current system set up, although I'm getting an Xbox One, I think.
Oh.
Nice.
Sick.
Nice. Do you know the new flight simulator that they put out? Someone did an aftermarket, like, mega rig. Mm-hmm. Donald, you're going to love this. Did we talk about this already?
No.
I think you mentioned wanting to do it, but we didn't talk about it in detail.
My sister-in-law works for Xbox, and she told me she's going to help me get that rig. Microsoft,
sick.
Microsoft doesn't make it. It's like an aftermarket thing, but someone like made like a full-on cockpit.
Tell your people sister wild. To hook it up. Tell her, tell her I got the fucking VR stuff already.
Yeah, but y'all are too loyal to PS. You need to get with Xbox.
I'm not on no PS. I don't fuck with no PS. I got Xbox, bro. And Nintendo, yo. All right, guys, that's our show.
Listen, we love you. Sorry we didn't have a guest, but the good news is that doctor, I imagine, in my glass half full way, is currently saving someone's life.
Amen.
Hero.
Love that.
If you want to be a caller on the show, you go to Joelle.
You're going to go to... Scrubsiheart@gmail.com.
Not only, you don't have to worry about just asking a Scrubs question. You could say, hey, I have an insane thing that happened to me and I want to share it with you. Okay? Like that couple, that weird couple that we love so much.
God,
they're not weird.
With them.
That different couple. They're not different.
Say,
they're,
call,
what do you want me to call them?
Not either.
All right, let me start over. Like that couple that we... whose sexual escapades we enjoyed hearing so much.
Indeed. That was, I truly want to check back in with them.
Yes, Joelle, let's have them back
on. I got
them
on the line.
Okay,
cool.
And hey, yeah, please write in, Joelle. I think I'd like to start a new segment called You're Not Gonna Believe What Fucking Happened to Us. And then you tell us an insane story.
I love this section already.
Great. Yay.
Let's go.
It's kind of like Donald getting a handy while trying to sell a card to an animation guy.
I didn't get a handy, dude. He freaking
true
tried
false.
To kiss
true,
me.
True or false, you got a handy.
Did not get a handy. That
you were like,
false.
This is so wrong. This is so wrong.
This is so wrong.
This is so, it's so right. It's only wrong until it's right, Donald. On that note, we love you all. I saw in the back of a truck, be kind, be careful, be yourself.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about show we made.